The first reading is a reading from the Book of Wisdom. When peaceful stillness compassed everything, and the night in its swift course was spent, your all-powerful word from heaven's royal throne bounded, a fierce warrior, into the doomed land, bearing the sharp sword of your inexorable decree. And as it alighted, he filled every place with death. He still reached to heaven while he stood upon the earth. For all creation in its several kinds was being made over anew, serving its natural laws, that your children might be preserved unharmed. The cloud overshadowed their camp, and out of what had been water, dry land was seen emerging. Out of the Red Sea, an unimpeded road and a grassy plain out of the mighty flood. Over this cross the whole nation sheltered by your hand, after they beheld stupendous wonders, for they ranged about like horses and bounded about like lambs, praising you, O Lord, their deliverer. The word of the Lord. Thanks be to God. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Sing to him, sing his praise, proclaim all his wondrous deeds. Glory in his holy name. Rejoice, O hearts that seek the Lord. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. Then he struck every firstborn throughout their land, the firstfruits of all their manhood, and he led them forth, laden with silver and gold, with not a weakling among their tribes. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. For he remembered his holy word to his servant Abraham, and he led forth his people with joy, with shouts of joy, his chosen ones. Remember the marvels the Lord has done. My brothers and sisters, may our Lord be with you and with your spirit. A reading from the Holy Gospel according to St. Luke. Glory to you, O Lord. Jesus told his disciples a parable about the necessity for them to pray always without becoming weary. He said, there was a judge in a certain town who neither feared God nor respected any human being. And a widow in that town used to come in and say, render a just decision for me against my adversary. For a long time the judge was unwilling, but eventually he thought, while it's true that I neither fear God nor respect any human being, because this widow keeps bothering me, I shall deliver a just decision for her, lest she finally come and strike me. The Lord said, pay attention to what this dishonest judge says. Will not God then secure the rights of his chosen ones who call out to him night and day? Will he be slow to answer them? I tell you, he will see to it that justice is done for them speedily. When the Son of Man comes, will he find faith on earth? The Gospel of the Lord. Praise to you, Lord Jesus Christ. And so today in the Gospel, we see that Jesus unites faith and prayer. True faith comes from our prayer life. And so when he says, he's telling us this parable about the necessity for us to pray always without growing weary. So we got to look at our prayer life. Is our prayer life just going through the motions, getting things done to a God who may or may not be there? Or is it an act of faith, a conversation with someone who loves me more than I love myself and who wants to take care of me if I surrender everything to him? The core of our life must be a daily committed prayer time. But then we also need to be in conversation with God throughout the day, because there's never a moment where God is not with us. So we need to acknowledge him every moment as best we can and have faith that God loves us more than we love ourselves. May each of you know his love today and forever. Amen.